Track 14. The Last Word. What is it that really scares you? With Neil, it's not mice or snakes, or even having to write another column before the Just Talk deadline. It's the MOT.
It's been that time of the year when my stress levels rise, car MOT time. I have bad memories from my early motoring days when cars were not as robust as today. The feeling of dread remains with me. There was that Mini that had the rusty subframe. I can see the mice have been at it, chuckled the mechanic. I couldn't see the joke, especially when I saw the size of the bill for the welding. And the occasion I took it to the garage, brimming with confidence. I was sure the car was in fine fettle. And then the phone call came, listing all the things that needed putting right. When I went to pick it up, the mechanic was almost in ecstasy at all the faults. "Come and look at your bits," he crowed with enthusiasm. He produced a box of what to me was rusting metal. To appear knowledgeable and share his delight, I sucked in a deep breath through my teeth. Among my failures, I've had slack handbrakes, loose ball joints, faulty wipers, damaged tyres. So imagine my trepidation as I delivered the car for its annual medical. The garage is on the outskirts of Norwich, a long way from Shady Pines, so once I had left it for treatment, I had a morning to kill. I decided to catch a bus into the city and enjoy a voyage around the shops without Mrs. H's hand on the tiller. This is when things started to go wrong. I wondered if it was an omen that signalled an MOT failure. I arrived at the bus stop in good time. I was joined by a young lady. We waited patiently, but no bus appeared. My fellow passenger headed off. I realised she was going to another stop where an alternative bus would soon be due, so I set off after her. As we rounded a corner, you've guessed it, the original bus passed us. In the hope of catching it at the next stop, she broke into a run. So did I, hoping my pursuit of a young lady wasn't sending out the wrong signals. Thankfully, there was a queue, so we managed to board. It had started to drizzle, so I reached for my umbrella, which I carry in my bag. It wasn't there. I opened my wallet to extract my bus pass. It wasn't there, so I had to pay. Once in the city, I made a beeline for my favourite coffee shop. Ah, I thought, I've got a free drink on my loyalty card. Then I spotted a notice on the counter. Sorry, we are unable to scan loyalty cards at present. Blimey, lost my umbrella, lost my bus pass, so I had to pay a fare, pay for my coffee. The car must be doomed. More hassle when I went to catch the bus back to the garage. Again, I was the only one at the stop until, spookily, I was joined by a young lady. We waited for the number 38. A number 39 turned up and appeared to be going to our destination. I was about to board when the young lady suddenly shot past me. She had spotted the number 38 pull up. Once again, I found myself chasing a young female. If nicked, my defence would be that these young ladies were in fact angels sent from heaven to give me transport guidance. On arrival at the garage, I was told the car would be ready for me in about an hour. I sat there on tenterhooks. It was like waiting for a doctor to pronounce the results of some crucial tests. Finally, I got the verdict. Your car's passed the test. Just had to adjust the headlights. I can only say that the sense of relief I felt was like that achieved when the laxative takes effect.
Thank you, Neil. Now you can relax for a year.